Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Emily, live intentionally. October is all about mental health awareness, so I'm chatting with my dear friend Emily Matheny, who's all about mindfulness and meditation. She's a fellow podcaster and an aneurysm survivor. Let's get mindful with them. Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Now, again, say this every single week. I absolutely mean it every single week, but this week, I mean it just a little bit more. Very special guest with me today, my dear friend, Em. What's up, Em? How are you?
Hello. I've been waiting a really long time to hear that. That's so exciting.
For those of you who don't know Em as Em, she's Em to me. Her name is Emily Matheny, and you may know her as the creator and, voice behind Live Intentionally.
I like to sometimes say the mind behind Live Intentionally, but yeah.
Okay. I like that. That actually sounds better. I say voice because I listen to your podcast a lot when I meditate. And so you're like, and your podcast is called Live Intentionally, and it, like, you are the voice. So to me, it's the voice, but I guess the brain is also attached. You have a brain injury and you're part of this community. So yeah, I get that. That works too. So what's up, Em? How are you?
I am good. Happy to be a part of the community. Happy to be extra and showcase my brain injury, which I love to do in my podcast, my Instagram page, everything I do. So I'm just stoked to be here and be a part of this.
I'm really excited just to be able to hang out with you because, well, it's not like we're like hanging out virtually. And it's not even like I can see you because you don't have a camera on your end.
I know I'm ancient with technology, but I know I miss you. It's been a bit. I've been as you know, I promote wellness. I definitely think it's important. And my wellness regimen over the last, I don't know, we'll call it a month, has definitely been a little more low key. And I appreciate you being supportive of that.
Of course.
But happy to be feeling better and to commit to the time.
Oh, no. Of course. I've been bugging you now for, I would say, a few months. I'm saying that to be nice. It's been probably much longer than that, but I get it. Look, we have had a very strange year, I guess, like over a year now. There's been a lot going on in the world. And I kind of like, wait, when did I meet you? Was it a year ago? Was it 2 years ago?
Oh my gosh, I guess almost a year. We're coming up on a year because I think of Halloween, but it was not quite Halloween.
So I've only known pandemic you.
For sure. You, yeah.
How weird. Oh my God. And how only, weird is that? Listen,
I just want to run this by you. You have only known me at my absolute worst and you are still hanging around. So I'm just saying.
You know what? We say that jokingly, like legitimately, that is actual and factual. Like, yeah, it really like is.
For everyone that knows me and knows that I'm extremely sarcastic, like none behind that whatsoever. Like absolute shit show.
It's really funny too, because you know, you never really understand or get why some people vibe with other people more than other people. For some reason, like you and I, like our energies really matched up immediately. I think it's because we're both really sarcastic. Mm-hmm. I think that has something to do with it. Also, definitely. We both have brain injuries. So I mean, that's a biggie too. But yeah, I have seen you at your absolute worst. And when I say absolute worst, like it's really bad.
And then, like you were there for COVID. You were there for COVID, me.
Just when I don't think it could get, I didn't think it could get any worse. And then the bottom drops out. It's like, oh, here's a new level of low that I'm experiencing with you now. And so we've become really good friends really quickly. And it actually means the world to me. You know, it's a lot of my people. And I don't know if you feel this. When you connect with somebody with a brain injury, there's a certain level of connection that you have immediately. You just kind of weed through like layers and layers of bullshit that you normally have when you meet just a regular person. Because it's like, oh, yeah. We've been through all of this, you know, recovery and fighting back. Like we've experienced that. So we're like we're closer than your average, I guess, everyday person. Right.
Oh, so for sure.
We have that, but then it just kind of like, I don't know what happened, but from one moment to the next, it's like, oh, Em is like this really cool brain injury survivor that I met. Like, oh my God, Em's my person. This is like crazy. Like, how did this happen? And it's just been like a thing. And then things got progressively worse for you. And I was like, oh, we've just become even closer friends.
Now I just have to be here for this girl.
It has been a wild ride that in my head, I swear, I was like, oh, I've known Em for years. I have not known you year. Yeah. I have not known you year. What what in the actual fuck? So
I mean, at least my life is not boring because truly, you know, you never know what my text is going to say.
It is 100% not boring. And there's always like a little bit of underlining, like when I get a text, it's like,
Time out. Okay. Time out. This is the perfect brain injury moment.
Okay.
Alexa, stop. Sorry, I don't even know how to mute this thing, but God knows one of my, you know, reminders for anything. God knows what it is, but sorry.
By the way, we're not cutting that out. We're leaving that in because that's a brain moment. And I think it's genuine and I love it. And speaking of brain moments, Emily Matheny, how are you part of this community?
I am part of this community because in 2018, after advocating for a scan, an MRI is what was done, after being misdiagnosed with anxiety symptoms, chronic migraine, high blood pressure, things of that nature. And on my MRI that was performed, two brain aneurysms. Nope, sorry. Already having a brain injury moment. One, only one was detected on my MRI. So I then had a right craniotomy performed to have the aneurysm clipped, where they discovered a second, actually. So I am a two-time brain aneurysm survivor.
Woo! You overachiever.
You got to do it.
So you know what's crazy? You said you had to advocate for yourself. You did. You basically had to like force them to do these scans. Am I right?
I got lucky, which was weird because my first visit was actually establishing care with my primary care physician. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty involved with my care, luckily. So I was able to verbalize in a way a sense of what could have possibly been happening. So I think that she already, just based off of it, had an idea of certain things that could have been happening. But leading into it, before I saw her, I was pretty much just being told it was anxiety. My memory was being affected by depression, untreated, was the cause of confusion and things like that until I could get in to see her. So I am grateful for her and for everything she's done for me.
Okay. So you say the anxiety and like all of those things. Do you think now I've been, you know, hearing this more and more from females in the brain injury community, do you think that they said those things and they didn't take you serious enough because you were female?
I do, and specifically because I was a new mom and high blood pressure throughout my entire pregnancy and postpartum was ignored. And all of those things, I think, were just attributed to being female and kind of being ignored, just thinking, you know, these are likely things that happen. Postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression. And, you know, I think, and unfortunately, even if that were the case, you know, why are we just giving someone pills? Let's look into other options for that as well. You know, being open to other treatments, but yeah.
It's wild that, you know, I just, my last episode was with Abby, you know, Abby. Well, wait, have you met Abby? You might not, because you disappeared for like months. Anyways.
And Abby, you're the worst. You do this in text messages. I don't know why you do this here. I'm the worst with names. You know, I use like nicknames and associations for most people.
Yeah. You're like chick with brain injury. Got it. So she had the same thing. Oh, panic or depression. Mm-hmm. And even Mimi back in the day, well, I think you know Mimi.
Of course.
They told her she had just broken up with like her, oh, well, you're just, you know, you're right. Anxious, you're going through the, mm-hmm. like all of those things. It's like, yeah, would you really be telling this to a male? You know, it's really unfortunate that mm-hmm. because you're a woman, you're hysterical.
Right.
Don't be hysterical.
It's not like you're empowering. You should be able to, you know, let's get you through this. It's okay. Get it together. Like, we understand, you know, it was baffling to me as a new mom. And I had actually just started a new job at the time, like within my same company, but I took a new position. So mm-hmm. it was a lot.
Of course it's a lot. Look, alone, just a bare minimum, having a brain injury is a lot. I always call all of us, like, we're all superheroes, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and specifically, you know, the female brain injury warriors out there, you guys are like rock star warrior queens, because you guys have to deal with a lot more than we do. Specifically you, because you're a mom. You're doing all of this stuff as a mom. Mm-hmm. being a mom going through a pandemic is hard enough. Being a brain injury survivor, getting through the pandemic is hard enough. You are both of those things. You're a mother with a brain injury navigating life through a once in a lifetime worldwide pandemic. So yeah, you need a crown, a hug, and maybe like a check. That's what I would suggest.
Caffeine, wine. I mean, you know, some IPA every once in a while.
I appreciate the IPA. The wine can fuck right off. You know how I feel about rotten grape juice.
You just... Not all wines. I'll give you that. But I like a Pinot Grigio every once in a while.
All wines taste exactly the same. Yeah, I have a gutter palate, and I stand by the fact that I have a gutter palate, and I'm good with that. So, okay, we're going to get into like raising a daughter with a brain, like your daughter had a brain injury. You having a brain injury and raising a kid. How? It does not seem like the easiest thing in the world to navigate.
Biggest whirlwind ever. One thing, while we're talking about women, I was actually still breastfeeding when I first had my surgery. So obviously at the time of my operation, we had no option but to cut that off cold turkey. So I went from being a mom that was with her every single day to being gone in an ICU for multiple days. And not only that, but we had to be cut off. So I would say things got off to a difficult start, mm-hmm. but she's resilient, man. Like, I would like to sit here and say it's been extremely difficult, but even for a 19-month-old, she just, something about her, she knew just what was going on and that I was doing my best. And I still feel that. I feel that from her. She's more understanding as a 4-year-old than most adults I know. And she's just patient. You know, I laugh because I'm like, well, what was my expectation? What would I be as a mom with no brain injury? You know, who cares? I am what I am. I say that now. It took me a long time to get here, but because of her, honestly, because of her and because of my connections with you guys, you being one of the biggest connections of just being transparent, and that honesty really taught me to put that into my day-to-day life, and including with her, you know, to a level that she would understand as a toddler. But we just take it day by day. It's not easy for anyone to be a parent. So in a way, I think I'm just truly blessed that it's turned out the way that it has, and it's created a beautiful soul of an empathetic, compassionate little person who's going to change the world.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And it didn't, you created this, you know, the situation didn't, you did. Like, you are, I can't stress this enough, Em, you have done one hell of a job in parenting. Like, it's your momming skills are out of this world. And I know we've had like a million conversations about it, but like the reality is your kid is incredible. I fell completely in love with your child when I saw you and her meditating. It was the most adorable, beautiful moment I think any parent can have with their child, you know, and it was something, it's not just something that she was mimicking. It was something that she was legitimately doing. She was breathing in, she was taking a breath, she was holding it, she was like letting it out. I was like, oh, I'm actually seeing her energy slow down. I'm actually seeing her, you know, any stress that this little child had is now gone and she's ready for the world. It was amazing. She didn't do that on her own. This is like directly from you. I'm sure that didn't come out of nowhere. And also, you know, your podcast is dedicated to a meditation. Where did your meditation, I guess, love begin?
So originally it goes really far back. I started doing yoga, my goodness, probably like 20 years ago, which sounds crazy. But my initial interactions with yoga would often have guided meditation. So it was not a huge part of my life, but something I appreciated and would do from time to time. However, after returning to work full time, so this was, I'd say probably 4 or 5 months, I think I went back part-time. I worked half days. Once I worked full-time and I started to experience the level of neuro fatigue from sensory overload and just a million other things that I encountered that I had never had to deal with before, I started pursuing things. And I don't even remember, I tried things that didn't work for sure, but I just was so grateful for, I found someone, they had a podcast, and I listened to her podcast, which led me to her Instagram page, and she had free guided meditations. And it was the first thing after having my brain injury that I felt my brain actually slowed down. And, you know, it's so hard to explain, but it just felt like things were spinning and spinning and in constant go, go, go mode. And I finally was like, whoa, like this exists. I can get back to this. This is something I need to try. And from then on, it was something I started researching every day, looking into. I wanted to become accredited and certified in it. So during the furlough of work during the pandemic, I spent a lot of time getting into that and finishing that. And it's just kind of been a huge part of my life ever since. And obviously my daughters as well, since we spend so much time together. But even as a parent with a brain injury, when things are overwhelming and I can't explain to her, I need a moment, you know, we can just breathe and I can have a few moments and not look like things are chaotic. She has no idea, because together we ground ourselves.
It is phenomenal. And like, it really is. It's inspiring. It really, and it should inspire everybody out there. When it comes to meditation, for me, it's a daily thing. It's something that I was never able to do before my brain injury because I was insane. it took a long time for me to be able to slow down my thoughts. And so when you said, you know, you don't know what it is, but like, if you can feel this again, it's baseline. That's what it is. It's getting our minds to baseline. And normies, you kind of just wake up this way. It's everything's normal. We have brain injuries. It takes a lot of work for us just to, I'm not, we are normal. It's just like a new normal. But mm-hmm. it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort for us to get to a baseline, at least a baseline that we're used to, you know. So and meditation has really been very important for me to do that. And, you know, I'm assuming you as well. Just telling that story how, you know, you and your daughter would just like breathe. It's such a beautiful moment. And if you guys, I don't know if you still have it on your social media, but there was a couple of videos that I saw with you and the kid just breathing slowly, taking these deep breaths. It was so beautiful.
I have it on my Instagram, so I'll have to share it to my stories when this comes out so people can see, because I think that was just about a year ago too, so that'll be a fun little look back on how far we've come.
How crazy is it that I've only known you about a year? Like I'm a little bit put off by that.
Oh yeah.
It's so strange.
Well, and you're honestly like one of the only people that I can even say, you know, like I answered that question immediately. I don't know that answer to anyone in my life. How long it was like a specific, you know, just this weird specific, I think like a few weeks in, I was like, wait, how long? And then I was like, I gotta pay attention to this because this is strange. This is one of those like interactions where you're like, you lose time and you definitely feel like you've known one another way longer than you have.
No, for sure. I think, we both kind of impacted our lives in a really powerful way, you know, especially considering the timing when we first met. And we met through Adrian, oddly enough, you know, one of my good survivor friends, Adrian, she's a How We'd Save on Instagram. And I was just doing a random live with Adrian and just, you know, shooting the shit, doing what I normally do, being my normal idiot self. And I guess you saw my dumb goon face and you're like, hey, this guy's amazing and he's going to change my life one day. I'm assuming that's what you were thinking.
It was like the coolest. I hate to even give you this, Joe, but it was so cool. I just remember I wasn't even planning on watching. It was like, you know, me, ancient to the times. I'm like, what is this? There's two people doing it. Two people can talk on here. So I start tuning in and I was like, damn, this is transparent. Like, wow. You know, I'm a reserved person. I call myself an introvert. And so for me, going through something like a brain injury was big, you know, things I started having to share with the people around me, you know, but I just would normally just never include them on. Things that made me feel really uncomfortable and made me feel isolated. These were things that I heard the two of you talking about. And honestly, like from that moment on is when the change in me with seeking the community and that connection with others, it really started from there.
It's so wild, isn't it? It's just that feeling. It's like, I don't do drugs. I just smoke weed, but I'm assuming this is what heroin feels like.
Yeah,
when you just have that understanding and that just that need to connect with another survivor because it feels so good. It's like the most alive and understood and heard. And I hate saying normal because we are normal, but like the most comfortable, there we go. The
sure.
most comfortable
yeah, yeah.
I feel
is yeah, I like
with other survivors, you know? And yeah, that's right. Joe Borges, host of the Neuro Nerds, also life changer, right? Em, what were you changing your life?
You're the corniest person in the entire world.
It is really funny that, you know, it kind of blew my mind and it's still blowing my mind right now that we've only known each other about a year. It makes no sense. But yeah, I was really drawn to you. And also I was shocked how much of an introvert you were.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's hysterical. My Instagram page is like my first, my first attempt to anything with social media. Like some of my friends don't even follow it because I think they just still don't even like realize it's a thing. They're like, Emily doesn't answer a text for 20 days. Emily still has like the violin playing as a ring back because she bought a ringtone at one time and never changed it. Like it's hysterical.
Is this 2003? What are you talking about, Granny?
I love it. I love being an old soul. These moments, like, you know, well, when there's not a pandemic, when I'd be out socializing, but no, like when I get to meet people, I love that. I love having those moments of blowing people's mind. Like I didn't have texting, not by choice. I didn't have texting until I was in college. So my friends, you know, but I got to give a reference to that since I'm old. My friends had texting in high school, so they probably had that experience for 3 to 4 years before I even did. So you end up starting behind in things with technology. It changes so fast. You eventually just have to be like, yeah, right. Like, if this is not for me and I'm not going to stay antiquated with these things, forget it.
It threw me for a loop when we connected because I was like, oh, like, you're amazing. This is, you're just like such a fun, cool person. And then once I realized, I was like, oh, wow, you're like a super introvert. It's weird because we had like our dynamic, which there's nothing introverted about that. You are an insane person. Like, you're a wild woman and you're not that though. Like, this is, you know what I get to see? I get to see M, you know, like Emily that other people see. That's just like, I kind of feel like that's a character of yourself. Like, that's just like a character. M, this is like who you truly are. She's a fucking lunatic. a lot of fun. Nobody really gets to see that. And I feel honored that you like opened that door and let me in. It was really weird because, you know, I'm kind of this all of the time. I think you've known me long enough to realize that. I didn't realize that you weren't the way you are with me all the time. It was really weird. And, you know, we connected even deeper. We actually started, and you will always be part of those Clubhouse support rooms, even though you don't attend them anymore because you're a lunatic.
I took an interim off. Thank you, everyone, for being supportive, unlike Joe.
Don't worry. Every single week, I tell people that you're not there because you hate them. So we started that, and it was funny because that's when I realized, I was like, oh, M really is an introvert.
Oh, yeah.
Because your energy completely shifts. It'll be you and I kind of dicking around on the phone beforehand. And then as soon as like we're live and everybody's there, it's just like you just faded into the background. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Have you always been this way?
You know, and we say introvert. What's like the half? Is like ambivert? I don't think I'm pronouncing it right.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
I feel like I'm one of those people.
Is it omnivert?
Fact check. Emily is correct. A person whose personality has a balance of extrovert and introvert features is an ambivert. Boom. Fact check done.
We'll
I don't even know what that is. Is that a word? I don't even know if that's a word.
I think you added some extra syllables, but... But no, I think different people bring out different types of my personality, and 100% agree with what you're saying. And I think it's because I'm an empath, like I'm an empathetic person that when those people speak in the Clubhouse rooms, it takes so much out of me because I want to feel it with them. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I can't just listen. I'm like fully involved in their story as if I'm living it myself. But second disclaimer, I have a brain injury and you had me moderate a room. Grandma, who's got to do multitasking, which hello, brain injury. For the first like five, I was just like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I hope this is going okay.
Well hey, I'll just say this. I also have a brain injury. Also, the one thing you didn't do is you did not shit the bed.
True.
That's good. You really went in and you figured it out. And no matter what, you just like, you know what? This didn't work. Does this work? Yep, that worked. You just went with it. And it was awesome. That's what, like, I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
There are some people out there who are
bed shitters.
Habitual bed shitters. Like, they will go out of their way to be a certain way. And then when it comes to actually doing the thing, it's like, oh, wow, they just shit the bed again. Like, they just kind of went out of their way to do so. You are not one of those people. And I really appreciate that.
To the point where I should be like, if someone shits the bed that often, I should just be trying. Just try everything.
Look, that's all we can do. Look, what's the worst thing that can happen? Oh, I kind of messed up. Okay. Is the sun coming out tomorrow? Yeah. Cool. We're ready to rock and roll, you know? I'm super into like Google. Sometimes you just got to grip and rip, you know, like think Nike, just do it. That's why I'm all on board for doing things. Mm-hmm. You, on the other hand, it was like pulling teeth to get through my podcast. I'm absolutely very appreciative.
No, this is a big deal. And it's funny because you say, you know, for you, there is just something about our friendship. Even, you know, Tyler, earlier this afternoon when I had to give myself my pep talk, which I do out loud, and he loves me, obviously. I had to be like, okay, do things that scare you. I'm just going to be honest. That's legit what I said out loud. I said, do things that scare you, because this scares the shit out of me. Doing a live, you had me do a live, scares me to death. It's a perfectionist thing, I think. I don't know. It's something I'm working on, and I love that you push me in this aspect of my life.
Always.
Because one thing, as someone that lives with brain injury, I can't. Like, you cannot. You can't get hung up on things. I joke now about things that used to devastate me into tears immediately with my memory or overwhelm. And now I am so much better at just being like, oh my gosh, move on. You know, I used to be the type of person, like, so introverted, I would be so embarrassed. Like, oh my gosh, could you believe, like, you did this, you idiot, ridicule myself for hours. Now I'm just like, yep, it happened. Gotta move on. Like, seriously, like a big, big change in the way I think about life.
When it came to that live, that was weird, because I kind of push everybody. And again, you and I, we talk, and like, I say hang out. We didn't hang out, like, virtually. We would hang out, and it's like, oh, M is this. That was really, really early on in our friendship. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, oh, you really are kind of shitting yourself right now, because we're about to do a live. It probably is that perfectionist thing. Look, M, there's no such thing as perfect. Mm-hmm. You are, you know, you're working on becoming a meditation guru, right? It's not a meditation perfect. It will forever be a meditation practice. And mm-hmm. something that Felice says all the time, and it's amazing, and it really, you know, it sticks, and it should stick with everybody too. Done is significantly better than perfect. You know?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, just get it done. Sometimes it's ready to grip and rip. And I'm so happy that you did live with me, because it was fun. It was so much fun. There was no reason for you to get in your head, because, like, literally it's just having a conversation with this idiot.
Well, yeah. No, but seriously, because all of those things, the clubhouse rooms, the lives, everything you've pushed me to do, whether it be a post or reel, not edit something or just put it out, even though there was a mistake, you know, always just do it.
Yeah. Just always think Nike, just do it. And you have to live intentionally. See what I did there? And that intention should be authenticity. You know, mm-hmm. there is something about being authentic and being real that resonates with people. Mm-hmm. Like it is. Once I kind of like, I'm by far, no way am I a perfectionist. I am this, you know, but I was really afraid to show certain aspects of my recovery. I was really afraid to show the issues that I have physically with my hand when it exhausts and I get the tremors. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like so much shame attached to that. And I just didn't want to feel weak. And when I have these days where I'm crazy overwhelmed, I didn't want to show that. I was doing a disservice to our community, because mm-hmm. there were a lot of people out there watching. And, you know, once I had, you know, this one particular survivor reach out and say, you know, I'm doing horrible. I wish I was doing as good as you. I was like, I am not helping anyone. I'm hurting people.
Yeah.
So that's when that switch went off, and I'm like, I have to just share. And it resonates with people. People are, they're drawn to that. They're drawn to realness.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
Like, I really feel that people are drawn to you because you are authentic. You genuinely care. There mm-hmm. are people who would do what you're doing because it's like, well, I need to get these followers and I need to. No, you're just doing it because you genuinely want to help. And that's mm-hmm. why, what's the most crude way to say this? And this is why I fuck with you. it's getting a little too serious. I gotta lighten it up. You know, like sincerely, you do such a tremendous good for our community.
Thank you. There are
a lot of people who depend on you, whether you know it or not. You know, there are some people I'm sure that reach out to you. Countless amounts of people that will never reach out to you, but you still impact them mm-hmm. in this same way. They need, you know, the quotes that you post, the things that you share. And more I've seen over the last few months is more and more of you. I appreciate mm-hmm. that because I love you. I think you're amazing. You share more about yourself. And I think there's now a face to live intentionally. And it's you. That is so helpful to the community because it's full of so much care. So not just your podcast, not just your social page, like just everything. Everything about you is so helpful and beautiful to the community. Where do you see Live Intentionally going? Is there something like some points that you want to hit? Is there like some goal that you want to hit with this?
I mean, I'm glad that you just mentioned all of that because I definitely feel like I'm entering a different stage of my recovery. I definitely want to get more heavily involved in meditation. Everyone in the brain injury community knows I like to simplify things within the meditations and keep them a little bit shorter, keep them focused on one specific topic and keeping them more oriented for brain injuries. I would definitely love to start working with the community, whether that be in Clubhouse, whether that be lives. That's definitely still something I'm looking into, but I want to grow that. I want to definitely reach out to those with brain injuries. It doesn't have to be only us. You know, I definitely make that a big part of it. But I think I just want more people with brain injuries to know the benefits of meditation and try it if it's something that they haven't. And if they have tried and it was something that was super mainstream and really overwhelming and for someone who should, you know, it's a year into meditation. I just want people to know you can start with 2 minutes. You can start with one. You can start with your own goals. Meditation can look like many different things. So I just think it's worth trying. And I definitely want to commit more time into that growth.
I think you're just doing a tremendous job. I'll say this about your meditations because I've listened to them all multiple times. More, please. They are ready for everybody. There's anybody out there, if you have two ears and a heart, anybody out there, it would help. It would be very beneficial to you. Mm-hmm. Specifically for the brain injured community, I can't tell you how helpful it's been to me. I meditate every morning with Felice, but there are certain days where our schedules don't match up and I have to meditate on my own. I was doing Headspace and it's been really good, but it doesn't have the same feel. I use yours all the time in those moments now because of what you said. They're specific. They're not too long. It's the perfect balance of everything for the brain injured. And I think everybody mm-hmm. out there, if you have an opportunity to listen to Live Internationally, the podcast, please do. And it's so good. Also, you can hear Em's voice. It's very soothing. It's very nice until you get to know her. And it's like, oh my God, that's what you sound like.
why are you always so nasally?
You know, it's funny. You were like, I'm sick and I'm nasally. And I was like, how can you tell? You're constantly sounding like you're on the verge of being Steve Urkel.
You have no idea. Trust me. I appreciate everyone with the grace. I have had chronic bronchitis. So as you can imagine, doing guided meditations have been a little difficult over this last month. But you know, I just keep rocking it out. I just keep taking each moment at a time. And
you do look, you have done and I say this with all honesty, wholeheartedly, you are inspiring. Everything that you've done from where you were to where you are and where you're going, it's outstanding. Just you speaking of grace, you have done all of this with grace. Well, sometimes not all the grace in the world. I'm blessed enough to see those moments. But overall, you have just knocked it out of the ballpark, not just for you, but for your daughter. Like it blows my mind that you do all of this, everything that's gone on in your life, you know, COVID, idiot coworkers, family issues, all of these things that anybody else would just be like, this is just, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. You push through that with a smile on your face, with love and grace in your heart. And you do that while being a one hell of a mom. Like, it is incredible. I really feel that I hope you understand that. I hope you feel that. You are just doing such an amazing job, and I'm in awe of you constantly.
Thank you. I think it's important that she sees it, that she sees me be resilient. And, you know, I've made so many beautiful connections and relationships with foundations, nonprofits that work for researching and raising funds for brain aneurysm research, especially with this month being Brain Aneurysm Awareness Month. I have to show her those things. And I feel like this year it's been a big important part is showing where I've come and who I am as a survivor. And as you mentioned, you know, putting my face behind the name a little more and sharing my disc golf journey and
nerd
shit out of you with it, which is partially my favorite thing about it. But, you know, it's important, and not just to my daughter, but to myself, to know there's life after this and after the pandemic. And there's always something to keep going for. And I know it sounds super corny, but I really think that we have to wake up every day grateful to be here, grateful for that meditation, grateful to forget what the hell you just walked in the kitchen to do. Just be intentional about the way you do it. And it's just something we should all be happy to be here.
I love all of that. Those are beautiful, inspiring words, and I feel them in my soul. That's just amazing. Em, you're just amazing. Seriously, like I sincerely mean that. And you touched on something, because, you know, we are the neuro nerds over here. And I ask every single one of my guests what your nerdom is. I already know what your nerdom is.
Well, I want to know.
And you annoy me with it all the time. So, Em, can you share with the people what your nerdom is?
You really think, out of all my quirks, that's hysterical. I'm so neurotic. my passion and love for disc golf. It's something I have done for so long. But since the pandemic, like so many other people, there's been so many more opportunities to get out. It was a sport that we could do and practice with social distancing. And it's funny because I've gotten into it in a different way of like wanting to learn the sport and learn about it. Jesus so I like Christ. To tell Joe statistics, things about my professional athletes, you know, worlds. I live in a big area where there's amazing things that happen in the disc golf scene. So I'm happy to be a part of that community as well.
The fact that there's a disc golf scene blows my mind.
Community is everywhere you look, Joe.
All right. So if you guys don't know what disc golf is, it's Frisbee, right?
I don't know if you want to go. I don't know if you want to go there.
You like how I'm shitting all over your passion?
I don't know. I don't have any more time here. We should.
Hey, I know you're passionate about it. And I love that you're so passionate about it. And like when you're not able to, I'm sorry, toss discs. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it?
We'll get there. We're working on it.
Like you get really angry. Like you're like, it's weather.
It's raining. Like, bronchitis.
But you're so passionate about it. And I love that. Like I really, really do. And I will forever make fun of you for it.
When I am playing tournaments annually and winning, I shouldn't say play, when I'm winning tournaments and making speeches, even if it's, you know, just me on my, own soapbox, I will be calling you out 100%. Just to spite you. I hope you know. I'm
aware that you would literally probably come out of a coma out of spite. So I got that. So I kind of know what your speech would be. It would like you would win and I'd be like, Emily, how do you feel about winning the disc golf championship thing? And you with your nasally voice would say, can I do that? Right? I'm assuming that's what it would be, like verbatim. And it would sound a lot like that.
See, if you want to characterize me as that, I feel like I'm way more Daria.
You are 100% Daria, but have you ever heard your voice?
Yes, I have heard my voice. You know what, though? What's funny about it and being nasally, it saves my life.
What?
I cannot take any of... Like, I can't take allergy medications anymore. I can't take anything that would cause your blood pressure to go up for a decongestant.
Yeah. So I appreciate the fact that you sound like Steve Urkel. It brings me back to the 90s. See, there's a silver lining in everything. And I can't wait for your disc golf speech to say, did I do that? And then point directly at the camera. I'm assuming there'll be a camera there. There might not be. It's probably just some dude with an iPhone.
It's probably Tyler operating it, but I mean, it'll be a camera.
It, Tyler is M's very attractive, very ginger dude. Is that a good description?
That's terrible, my dude.
I think it's a pretty good description. Wait, he's your dude.
I don't know.
Like, accurate
tone is everything. That second back was good, but the initial one, like, something weird about it.
You know what's weird about it? We've talked a lot about disc golf. That's just weird, period. That's such a strange thing to be drawn to. But you know what? It makes you happy. I'm happy you're happy.
Exactly. It makes me happy. It makes me healthy. And I think the biggest exciting thing is, you know, it took me a year to be cleared to exercise, to go on a walk, to go on a jog. And I started with a walk. I moved on to a jog. I got back to running. I had COVID. I had to start all over. And it's been a long journey, but I really appreciate where I am in my growth in all of that. And when I'm out on a disc golf course and able to have the endurance to do that, it's really fulfilling.
You nerd. I love it. Em, you are seriously like, you've become just like family to me. Like, you've become even, you know, more than, oh, my friend. Like, seriously, you've turned into my person. It's so strange. It's so weird that we haven't even known each other a fucking year.
Never like, even makes, seen you.
It makes no sense to me. But this is what's so beautiful about community, guys. I've never met this woman in person. It doesn't change the fact that she is family, you know, it doesn't change our dynamic at all. It makes it even almost more amazing. And I love that. I love everything that you do for our community. It means the world to me. And it's so helpful to so many people out there. You better be recording more episodes or I'm going to give you shit. You're aware, right? Like, out of sheer, I don't want to be annoyed anymore. You should just be like, you know what? I just got to knock out a few more meditations.
I mean, I don't have like a calendar anymore for my content creating. It's just, oh my gosh, if you don't want to deal with Joe, keep it together.
There it is. There it is. I will say this. We're at the point of the show where I give out everybody's socials. So Emily, oh, so weird when I call you Emily. You can follow Emily, I guess, at live_intentional. Wait, is it live? Wait. No, I'm going to get it.
You
I'm going to get it.
Say it.
It's live_intentionally 2018. Am I right?
You are absolutely correct.
Ooh. You know what's funny? I can say that I remember that. I didn't. I'm staring at my phone right now. That's the only reason I remember the underscore in the 2018.
And I love how brains work because you just said this earlier on. You totally called it live internationally.
So
glad we can clear that up for everyone. Live intentionally.
That comes from, I always give M shit and I'll make, I don't make fun, but I'm like, oh, you're Emily Mathematics instead of Emily Matheny. And I was like, yeah, you have the podcast Live Internationally, right? Isn't that what it's called? And you also live in Wisconsin. Don't you live in Wisconsin or is it one of the Dakotas? This is a running gag that I have with her. Wichita. Wait, Wichita. Is it Wichita?
It depends on how nasally I am and how northern the accent is.
That's true. Where were the Winslows and Family Matters? That's kind of, I think, where you live. You definitely, you know, check out M's podcast, Live Internationally. It's on Spotify. It's on all the platforms.
Did you just say Live Internationally?
I did.
Check out his podcast. I don't know if that one's on anything, but you can find mine, Live Intentionally, on all platforms. I also have a link in my bio on my Instagram page.
Oh, the Instagram page that we established was live_intentionally 2018. Boom! We'll take a look at my phone. See Joe can remember things. You can reach out to Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us, the Neuronerds. At the Neuronerds. Everywhere. Em, honestly, it was a thrill to be able to just chat with you, to just spend some time with you because I miss you. I know you've been sick. Life has been crazy. There's a lot going on. I'm just forever grateful for your friendship. I'm so thankful for what you do for our community. I'm so thankful that you love something as nerdy as disc golf, which makes it very easy to make jokes. Oh, I just appreciate you so much. And we definitely have to do this again. And I'm going to annoy you to do another live too. Yes. So start processing and doing whatever you need to do because it's going to happen. Remember, think Nike. We're just going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Stuff that scares you. Thank you for always, always pushing me and not just me, everyone in the community and your life to do better, to want better for themselves. That is one of my favorite things about you. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be doing anything like this right now in this moment in time. So thank you. And thank you for your time.
You just gave me that thing that, you know, regular people have feelings and emotions. Oh, I got all those things. You're just honestly, you're the best. Like, seriously, like on a serious note, I truly appreciate you. I love you to death. And I'm so thankful that, you know, we connected. And on that slightly emotional, regular people have feelings note, this neuro nerd is out. Damn, Em, that was fun.
That was so cool.
See, all this time you were like, well, because I know you were nervous. There's no reason to be nervous. It's just talking to this idiot for X amount of time.
Neuro Nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.